to Simin Tov Vav at the end of Hilkas Tchumin, we'll be doing Tov Vav as well as Tov Zayin, we'll be completing the halachas of Tchumin. Mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum shelo l'das. Someone left the Tchum, not willingly, she'ein lo el adal ramis. And the halachi is, it was shelo l'das, but he only has four ramis of where he ended up. He didn't end up in a walled place. He ended up in the middle of the road somewhere. The halacha is all he gets is dalaramis. V'hutzroch l'nekavav. And he has to use the washroom. Yochol letzeis mehem ad sheyimtza mokom tzenua lefanos. Chazal were matir for him to go to a place that he can use. Today would be to go to the nearest washroom. Ve'itza tova lo sheyiskarav b'tzad tchumo. If the washroom is close to where his tchum was and he went over the border, but it's close to it, so if he's wise, what he'll do is choose such a place for Tchumin, and this way he'll be allowed to, such a place for a washroom, this way he'll be allowed to walk back in. Shim lo yimsa makam tsanua ad Tchumo, if he doesn't find a place that's tsanua until he gets back to his Tchum, yachol likones, ulacha shenichnas habiki lo yatsa, kivin shenichnas bershus, since Chazal were matir for him to leave his Tchum, that means he left his tchum completely. He's stuck now. He can only walk arbamas, but he has to use the washroom. Chazal said he can leave his tchum now and go into the washroom. Even though he's chutz l'tchum, he's allowed to go to the washroom. If his washroom ends up within his tchum, so he now came back into his tchum, it's as if he never left and he can walk the whole place. Avle motza mokam sanua kodam lakein lo yikanes. But he finds a mokam sanua before that, he should not come into his tchum. Chazal allow you to walk away from it until a place where there's no odor, and then dalaramis. And if because of the reach he had to go back into his tchum, then it's as if he never left. All of this was when he left his tchum by accident. But if he left his tchum on purpose, so it says here, ein lo takana. The shal is, what exactly does ein lo takana mean? The halachi is, he's allowed to use the washroom. It's just here that if he gets back into his tchum, he doesn't get the halachas ki'ilu, he didn't leave. Ze shamanu butzuch l'nekovav yeshom rafil l'ktanim yeshom davka l'gdolim. A question of what Chazal were matir. Ktanim, on the one hand, it was common for people just to stop anywhere on the side of the road, and while they wouldn't relieve themselves, that they would do only in a Beis Akisei, to urinate, they would. So for Ktanim, some say that Chazal didn't give any heterim to leave your Dalaramis. Whereas, the first Yeshom says even Ktanim, the second one says Dafka Gdolim. Lahalacha, the Mishtabur brings down that yesh lahachmir, the right thing to do is to be machmir. Now, another thing, what happens if someone has to use the washroom and he's afraid of using a washroom in a place where there are non-Jews that are going to hit him? So he's allowed to walk all the way to the Jewish neighborhood where he'll be able to safely. Also, let's say he walks to the washroom and the washroom is within four amis of his old tchum, he's allowed to go there and go back into his tchum. Simin Tov Zayin. Mi sheyotza chutz l'tchum b'rshus, kagon chacham ha'bal leilid. Someone that has the right to leave their tchum because of pikuach nefesh, such as a midwife. Im yesh lo, so the halacha, kayotza b'zeh yesh lo alpayim ama l'chol ruach, b'oso mokum shehigi lo. V'im higi le'ir, hareyu ka'an sheir, v'yesh lo alpayim l'chol ruach chutz le'ir. So the halacha is that in the case of someone who left for pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to go back. The halachi is that he's allowed to go back alpayim ama in all directions, and if the alpayim ama takes him to any city, then it's as if he is a member of that city. Siv beis ha'yotze b'rshus v'olach b'derech v'omolok farnases ha'mitzvah she'yotze lasos. Someone breaks Shabbos to go do a mitzvah, and then they tell him that the mitzvah was done already. This to save a life. Yesh lo mimkomo alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Wherever he finds out, he now gets 2,000 amas on all sides. V'mohayim mikzat tchum sheyotzim menu. Birshus Muvla Betoch Apayim Amish Yeshlo Mkomo Harei Zechozo Lomkomo Kilo Lo Yotza. What happens if where they stopped him was within 2,000 Amis of his Tchum? The halach is, it's as if he never left. Siv Gimel Kalayotzim Lahasim Lefarshis Min Yisrael Me'ad Ovd Gachov Min Anor Min Aman Poles, or from a river or something that the river's overflowing, or there's a building that's collapsing. Yesh Lem Alpayim Amal Lechal Ruach Bimokim Shid Silubo. They're allowed 2,000 Amis wherever they did their act of Atzala. V'mohisi Yad Ovd Gachovim Tkifa. V'hoyu Mefachtim Lishbos B'mokim Shid Silu Harei Lechozim B'Shabbos Lemkomon Uvikle Zainam. If you're afraid of non-Jews, you're allowed to go straight back. We've just concluded the halachas of tchumim themselves. We haven't seen the halachas of eruvei tchumim yet, but one case that really has to be discussed is someone that found himself on a plane on Shabbos. Now, with regard to a boat, the halacha is you can walk into the boat and be kona shvisa, and we'll learn more about it, but we've already learned if you go on erev Shabbos into the boat, you make that your makom. The halacha is you're kona shvisa on the boat. In the case of a plane, if you found yourself on a plane on Shabbos, while you're in the plane, you're considered in your tchum because you're lamala me'asara. There are no tchum in lamala me'asara. The problem is, once the plane lands, then you're on the ground. We said the plane, even though it's elevated, is sitting on the ground. It's more than 4x4 tefachim. It's considered the aretz. So the halachi is that you now found yourself ba'onis in a makam that's mukaf mechitzis. You can walk through the whole plane. They're not going to let you stay there. So you become an onus and you have to leave the plane. If they take you into the building or the airport, then the halachi is mahalach is kula. Because all of this was an onus. If, however, you're planning all of this, that's no longer an onus. And then you've got a problem that the whole place doesn't, all you get is your four amas.